April Hayes and Katia McGuire both served as producers and directors on the documentary film Home Truth. McGuire said the film is about trauma survivor Jessica Gonzalez. In 1999, Jessica's estranged husband abducted their three daughters in violation of a domestic violence restraining order. Jessica's repeated calls and visits to the police that night went unheeded. Nearly 12 hours after she first called the police, Jessica's estranged husband arrived at the police station and opened fire, and was immediately shot and killed by the police. The bodies of the three girls were found later in his truck. Hayes said she and McGuire filmed the documentary over the course of 10 years.
We realized pretty quickly that Jessica was such a unique person that we hadn't really seen explored in a documentary before, and she has such a unique voice. And also her son, Jesse, was a huge part of the story we realized that hadn't been covered in a lot of the media that Jessica had done. And we thought that taking this longitudinal approach and really kind of diving in deep and being able to spend the time with the story to really understand a survivor's perspective and what happens after the initial tragedy, what happens after all of the news cameras leave.
Hayes said Jessica's quest for answers and justice led her on a journey through the American legal system and beyond. Hayes explained their approach to the film was to really get to know Jessica and document some of the things that are harder for audiences to want to reckon with when watching the film. She said even though Jessica has achieved a lot with her case, she's still living a hard life.
What does that look like? You know, what do these survivors and activists whose activism is born out of personal tragedy, what do they go through? So really that became our story. It's about trauma and it's about how one woman grapples with trauma over time and how her activism was born out of this desire to have her story heard and to make sure that these kinds of things didn't happen to other women like her.
Jessica's case was a historic, groundbreaking case. McGuire said Jessica was the first individual survivor of domestic violence to sue the United States and its International Rights Tribunal.
I think what was important to us was that we had somebody who was willing to share that experience with us. Jessica really guided the process. We had a lot of really intense conversations with her where she said, girls, you know, I want people to really see what my life is like. I want them to understand that despite the fact that I've been able to take this case to the Supreme Court and to the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights, I still struggle, and I want people to understand that process.
Jessica also wanted audiences to know just what it had cost her to make change at that level. McGuire said before filming this documentary, she had no idea just how much trust there could be between a filmmaker and a subject.
You know, being on the other side of the camera, I don't know if I would ever allow somebody to come into my life and film it. And I was continually just impressed by how open Jessica and her family were and the level of trust they had with us. I just thought that was an incredibly special gift that they were giving us. And in return, that just really allowed me to kind of double down on my commitment to making this film and finishing it.
McGuire said Jessica was the first person to see the final version of the film.
Her reaction was really great. I mean, all of the home videos of the girls that we included in the film, she really seemed happy about. She was really glad that we were able to share her girls with the audiences.
Home Truth screens at the 2018 Omaha Film Festival this Sunday, March 11th at 1:50 p.m. in the Village Point Cinema. With Omaha Public Radio News, I'm Cheryl Lee.